the rest of the story. Everybody in town knew carpenter Ole Christensen. Then again, everybody in the little village of Bologna, Denmark, knew everybody else. In fact, folks from other towns called Bologna godforsaken railway stop where nothing could possibly survive. Danish humor, perhaps. Yet when times were hard for the rest of the country, they were impossible for tiny Bologna. The Great Depression of the 1930s nearly wiped it out. In more prosperous years past, Ole Christensen's woodworking and carpentry shop had built houses in the summer and furniture for them during the winter, but now, clinging to anything sure and fast in the teeth of this economic hurricane, Ole turned abruptly to manufacturing necessities, stepladders and ironing boards, milking stools, and still his family was starving. 1932, Ole's wife Christine died, leaving the struggling 41-year-old craftsman with four young sons and an impressive assortment of debts. Ole responded to his escalating hardships the only way he knew how, by keeping working. And it was one day in the depths of his own private depression that Ole Christensen, in mid-process for making yet another milking stool, put down his tools and he looked around him. He was not a man given to outward emotion. A single parent in such a fix could not afford emotions until he could afford a decent meal for his children, he told himself. And yet at no other moment in his hard-working life could Ole recall being closer to tears. Slowly the carpenter's weary eyes brushed the stark surroundings of his woodworking shop. Everywhere, sawdust, wood scraps, enough to reconstruct an entire tree if only one possessed that knowledge. And with wood as hard to come by as practically anything else, Ole thought it would almost be worth the effort. And then, suddenly, from somewhere that seemed beyond himself, an idea occurred to the anxious craftsman. If only there was some way to make use of all of those scraps, the pieces of wood too small to incorporate in his conventional products. Well, there was such a way. Ole Christensen could make toys. Of course, toys. Now, toys were scarcely essential items, but they were something all parents wanted to give their children, and they could produce something in short supply in those days, smiles. So today, the godforsaken railway stop of Bologna, Denmark, is a teeming, thriving community. The rail station has been replaced by an expanding airport. Bologna has a new reputation as the Parish of Green, the town that toys built. For the Playwell Toy Company, founded by a desperate carpenter 6 decades ago, grew until its very name became a noun known to youngsters all over the world. It was Ole Christensen's son, Gottfried, who later joined his father's business, who created the toy building bricks for which the Playwell Company will forever be famous. And now you know how it all began. In a little Danish woodworking shop, in the heart of the Great Depression, a corporate invention born of necessity, named for the Danish words that mean play well. The Danish words for play well are legot. Legot. Of course, you know that toy institution and the fascinating interlocking toy bricks. You know them by the name Lego. Lego. Only now you know the rest of the story.